Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1090, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're going through the Sefer Hilchas Brachos a little in reference to Kadima Brachos, order of Brachos. So, interesting thing, we spoke about last time in reference to if somebody has straight up, is there a question of a food and a drink? In other words, it's all the same. The drink is the same. I have a cup of juice, right? Let's say I have a piece of cheese. I like it the same. They're both shahakal. That's not a problem. There's no question over here of a hole or a shalem or something like that. Then I like it all the same. I like the juice the same. I like the shahakal the same. Is there a preference to make the bracha on the food or maybe the juice or whatever the case is? Person could have a coffee, let's say, and something else, a piece of chocolate, something like that. So, and they like them both the same. I love my coffee and I love my chocolate, whatever. That's not the issue over here. But the question is there a preference? So we saw from the Aruch HaShulchan, there was a preference. Aruch HaShulchan wanted to say such a thing. It's a preference to make it on the food. But the Sefer Berachos, Hilchos Brachos brings down the mice. There are many poskim who say it's not, you don't have to worry. You can make it on either one you'd like. He brings down a cup of, a kois mitz, let's say, like a cup of a glass of juice, a person has a glass of juice, a piece of an egg, or you have a cup of coffee, and you have a piece of cheese, or maybe a piece of chocolate, or whatever. So I'm Shneim Chaviv, and he brings this down on page Reish Mem Hey, that you like them both the same. Yeah, they're both the same. Yivarech HaMasha writes it. So you can make the bracha whatever you want, right? I like them both the same. Many people, like we've mentioned in the past, like to start out with the coffee, they take the sip, but even though they like them both the same, but they're preferable to coffee. So, well, be it as it may, you could start or whatever you want. Yivarech al Masha writes that yes, for ain loy kadima, he brings down ain loy kadima lemaychal lefnei mashka. There would not be a kadima of food before a drink, even though we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan possibly, yeah, but he brings from the Prima Gadim, Mishpasai Sav, he brings from the Kafa Chaim, pretty much prefers like that. It's Mashma from the Mishabura. Also, he brings down it would not be a difference food or drink. Now, he does bring down at the bottom that those poiskim are, they actually argue with the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, the loika, Aruch HaShulchan, like he said, B'Sev Zayin, the Pozak, Lahakdama Maichel Lefnei Mashka. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan does say to make the bracha on the food first. Gamas HaMashka, Yoyser Chaviv. I'm sorry, Gam Im HaMashka, Yoyser Chaviv. Even if the Mashka, Gam Im HaMashka, Yoyser Chaviv, even though the drink is, the person likes the drink better. Like, I like my coffee. I have a coffee and, let's say, the piece of cheese, whatever, or the piece of chocolate. I like my coffee first, right? Gam Im HaMashka, Yoyser Chaviv. So the Aruch HaShulchan would tell you to make the bracha, on the food first. HaMaychal Lefnei HaMashka, V'Chidish Gadol. But he wants to say, he wants to bring down, there's Rav Malka over here, and again, it's Sefer Hilchos Brachos on page Reish Mem Vav. The Maaseh does say, V'chiddush gadol, it's a chiddush, v'lo mitzinu loy. You don't find this. He brings out the Shar Paiskim. The other Paiskim, you don't find this. Again, like we saw from the Eishel Prima Godim, the Kafachayim, Mishabur, and so on. It's all mashma, not like that. So, I mean, if somebody wants to rely on the Aruch HaShulchan and they have no preference at all, so if you have a preference, so that's more of a chaviv thing. So that were, in other words, it's like this. So if you like, you have the drink and you have the food and your preference is the drink, so that's already chaviv. So that's already more of a problem whereby, you have to take what's chaviv. If they're both the same, in other words, the food and the drink, the coffee, I like better, right? They're both shahakal, there's no question of shalom over here, whatever, but I like better the coffee. So if they're both the same, so then you have chaviv. So once you have desire about something that you like better, that's chaviv, desirable, so you have to take that. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it will be a problem, taka, because you have the Mishpatei Sof and the other achronim who say no, you have to go, there is no preference. So once you have a chaviv, so then you're going to go with the chaviv, right? But let's say it's both the same. If somebody wants to rely on the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a good thing, you know, because the Main Afkamina, anyways, if you like them both the same, the drink and the food, so Lefid Aruch HaShulchan and Michael or a Mashka would be, the Michael comes first. But be it as may, when the dust settles, the Maisa, that's how he brings it down. And Sefer over here does the Sefer Hilchos Brachos, that Lemaisa, a food and a drink would be the same according to all these poiskim, and there would not be any difference at all, so one would not have to worry about it. And like he brings down the lashon, Yivarech HaMashka writes, you can make the bracha on whichever one you like. Hayos ve'ein kedima lemaychal lifnei hamashka. There's no question of that as far as the order of brachas goes. Okay, but that's, of course, I want to make it clear. We're only talking about it's all shahakal, it's all bracha of shahakal. If a person has a piece of cake, right, we've spoken about in the past, we spoke about this a couple of times, a person has a piece of cake and the coffee, right, and you sit down in the morning, let's say, many people, they like that kashmaka coffee, you taste sip first, but now you have cake, right, that's mazonos, cake or cookies, that's mazonos, so now that's a little bit of a problem. Preferably, a person should just make a mazonos and take a quick, take a little piece of the cake, a tiny piece, even a crumb. You have to make a bracha. A person has to make a bracha. Even if they take a crumb of a cookie, crumb of a cake, you have to make a bracha. You have to make a mezainis, right? You don't have to eat a kezayis. There's no halacha that says you have to go eat a kezayis to start. You have to eat a kezayis to make the bracha achroina. But now, you know, for a bracha rishayna to make the mezonos, you take a tiny little piece, make a mezonos, and then you drink your coffee, gezuntahe. That's the best way to do it. Even though many people like to have that kashmaka coffee first, but we've spoken about this in the past, it's not so posh to say that a person could make the shahako first, even if they're going to be eating the coffee and cake together. Even though they like the coffee better, and really they want the coffee, because we saw in the Bir Halacha, he was talking about something else, but he has a whole thing trying to be done lekav schus on those who did it. But be it as it may, one should just make the mezonos first and take a tiny little piece. You don't have to eat the whole cake, take a tiny little piece, and then make the shahakol and drink the coffee. Gezunt dehet. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch HaKol Duv.